Well, thanks for joining me. Let's pray. Yeah, you know, gosh, your blood can get hot, right? When it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to so much, it's infiltrating our culture today. The one thing that always brings me peace is prayer. And if you are disturbed today for any reason, or even later this week, and I found that earlier in the week, I found my spirit was not at rest. And I don't know what it was. Everything was agitating me. There wasn't this sense of peace in my heart. And I just went to prayer. And it took me a while. It wasn't the first 5 minutes. It wasn't even the first 10 minutes of spending time in prayer. It took more time for me to finally have that, that veil lift, if you will. You know, and just, just to find the peace that comes through prayer. I want to pray for our country. There's so much confusion and unrest. There's so much hardship. There's so much difficulty and division. There's so much vitriol. Let's pray for peace to come not only to our own hearts, but to our families and to our nation as well. And we'll just pray that God's merciful. That's all we can do. That's why I open the mic every afternoon at this time. I just want God's mercy. I want to pray for a couple quick intentions. I want to pray for the soul of Olivia Newton-John, right? I don't know if you heard. I'm sure you probably did. She passed away. She died, I believe she was only 73 years of age. And you might know her, legendary actress and singer. She died very peacefully yesterday morning in her home in Southern California. And who doesn't remember John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John in that classic Grease, right? Great music, premiered in 78. She played the role of Sandy in it, and that has been turned into musicals and all sorts of other things. But what a role she had there. But, you know, she had a massive, you know, list of hit songs, too. Physical, it soared to the top of the charts since number one for an astounding, 10 weeks when it was released back in 81. And, of course, just a very talented woman who fought cancer. And today we'll pray for her, and we'll pray for all those who are in the fight with cancer. All right, so we'll lift up Olivia Newton-John. I also want to pray for a man. He says, Drew, I was recently diagnosed with arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy. It's a mouthful, right? He says, it's often fatal. Would you please pray for me to trust more in God? And I wrote to Christopher last night. I was going through my emails, and I saw that email. I mean, when you're given what doctors say is probably a death sentence, how do you find peace? Right? How do you find that peace that evades us? How do you, in a time like that, trust? It's hard. I mean, how do you trust God when your finances, when you're looking at them, you have no other income that's going to get you out of that hole? How do you trust that you're somehow going to find freedom financially? How do you find peace, you know, when you find out your spouse is not faithful to you, right? Or you're losing your job, or you're facing a legal challenge, right? Or the diagnosis from the doctor is not a good one. It's hard, but that's the great test of life. That's when you and I are called to exercise faith all the more. That's when we're called to trust all the more. It was like Peter. I marvel at Peter getting out of the darn boat in a storm after seeing what they thought was a ghost and walking towards it. You know, and being buffeted by wind and rain, yet he did it. So he had trust, and yet he lost it, right? He took his eyes off the Lord. Just got to keep your eyes on the Lord. And Christ said, oh, Peter, you have little faith, right? I don't want him to say that to me. I want him to say, Drew, you know, I've never seen faith like this. Like he said to the centurion who came asking for the healing. And you don't have to travel to my home. Just say the word. And that's what we should do right now. Let's say, Lord, just say the word. For that healing, for that miracle that we're looking for, we'll pray. I received this email yesterday. I don't know what the condition is, but I do want to bring it to your attention for prayer. This person says, would you pray for my daughter who might be in the process of a miscarriage? Still early, so please pray for the process to stop. Thank you, and may God bless you, Kathy. Kathy, we're praying for your daughter, all right? And we're going to pray that there's a real miracle that takes place there. We're continuing to pray for Craig Foster, who's got surgery on Thursday. A wonderful man. He and his wife, Dolly, do so much for the church. And they're just gentle, loving, wonderful Catholic witnesses. And I just want to ask God for complete healing for that wonderful man. So my producer, Maggie, prays with me today. I always invite her to share her own intentions. Anything you want to lift up?
Drew, I got a text from my mom earlier. She volunteers every Tuesday at the cancer center in my hometown. And she said, please pray for a 7-year-old named Henry with a rare brain cancer. He had surgery recently and now needs to undergo chemo. Ugh. Yeah. So I wanted to lift that up. And then actually my Aunt Molly, my mom's younger sister, is a teacher and also texted me yesterday and said, can we lift up all students heading back to classrooms? She's praying that this can be a more typical year for her students, for their health, for their safety, for their happiness, and of course, lots and lots of learning.
I meant that. Boy, can you believe where time has gone? School is back underway.
Yeah.
I got to notice that football kicks off in about 5 weeks, so it's crazy. It is crazy how fast time goes. Well, we'll pray for that, Maggie. I'll pray for you and for Joseph. I know I think God's brought him into your life, and I just want to pray for anyone who is online right now. If you're new to this chapel, I prayed every afternoon. I'll give you a phone number. I know phone lines fill up very quickly, but I'll give it to you. It's 888-914-9149. You might be tuning in and say, yeah, I have a real need. I'd love the prayer team to pray for me today. It's 888-914-9149. And we do hear wonderful testimonies every afternoon. And I'll share just you know, one quick one with you here if I could. First is, I pray the chaplet with you and the Divine Mercy Intercessors every day for a few specific intentions. One of those was for my brother who had a large tumor removed. He's been waiting for the results. Doctors thought it was bad news. They didn't like the way it looked, so we began to pray. My brother lost weight, 30 pounds, since January. Well, yesterday you prayed several times for cancer during the chaplet, and I united my prayers for my brother with yours and everyone who was praying. I am overwhelmed with joy and with awe at God's goodness. My brother just received the call that the tumor is benign. There's nothing to worry about. He should heal from the surgery. This should never be a problem again. Just want to thank everyone who prayed. And God hears these prayers. I say sometimes something doctors might see one way, God can see another, and he can certainly change it. So I want to pray for you right now, whatever those needs are, whether you get through or not on the phones. Know that you're being prayed for. It's not about having it voiced, you know, out loud. There's many people who've written to me, answered prayers. Drew, I couldn't get through, but I was praying with you on this day, and wow, this miracle took place. So we'll lift up those intentions. And two final things. One, send us your intentions if you can't get through on the phones, at Drew Mariani Show. That is the Twitter handle. Maggie will bring them to everyone's prayer attention a little later in this chaplet. Send me your answer prayers to Drew at relevantradio.com. Just mark an answered prayer and give me a line or two, okay? And we'll make sure that we certainly pray for you. So grateful for your prayers, and especially for this time. So let's pray right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon me. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. I'm so grateful for your prayers. Please pray for the Mariani family as well. We're grateful for your prayers. And let's take our first call from Brian today. He's been waiting in Lake, I think it's Elsinore, California. Hi, Brian. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to pray for my mother-in-law. She suffered two strokes and is in the hospital actually right now under the knife. And then she'll have another surgery at 5. We hope she makes a full recovery and be here for her family and grandkids.
Well, we will pray for her right now. Thank you for waiting and getting through. We'll pray for your wife, of course, and for your entire family. Lord, I give you Brian, all of his intentions, but we pray for his mother-in-law. Pray for those victims of stroke, those undergoing surgery in the not-too-distant future, those in there now. I ask you to be the hands of those surgeons as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Beth is praying in Chicago. Beth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My dad is in Condell Hospital in the intensive care unit, and he has, it looks like he's dying, and I hate to say that, but I would like for him to get better, and I'm just hoping that we can include him in the chaplet so that he would be saved whether he expires or not.
Well, it's a beautiful prayer, and my heart goes out to you, Beth. It's very difficult to lose a parent. And let's pray. Let's pray for that miracle, all right? Let's pray for that turnabout. And Lord, right now, I give you all those in ICU, all those in critical condition, all those, Lord, that are approaching the threshold of new life. But I do pray, perhaps in your mercy, Lord, just to extend the life of Beth's father so that he may have more months, more years, whatever your will be, with his family. If it's your will that you're calling your son home today or in the not-too-distant future, then I just ask that you come as a merciful Savior. You don't come as a just judge, but as a merciful Savior. And we just pray for his soul. But I pray for all those right now who are approaching death. I pray for the hour of our own death, too, Lord. I just ask that you be merciful to us. Give us the ability to have those sacraments and the grace that we need. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Roberta in Royal Oaks, California, Maggie's monitoring our Twitter account. I know more and more people are sending their intentions there. It's a great way to get in. You can always email us to drew@relevantradio.com or call us. But Maggie, what's coming in and what do we need to pray for?
We just got a tweet from Ben. He says, "Hey, Drew, my name is Ben. I would like to pray for a miracle in my life. God the Father knows already what I want. I'm just praying in the name of Jesus." Cindy wrote to us. She said, "Please pray for Desire Duran. Her liver is failing and she's being rushed to the hospital. She's pregnant and needs to be induced." Let's lift her up. Christina wrote to us and said, "Please pray for my brother Stephen and his wife Caitlin, who is 4.5 months pregnant. Her baby girl's skeleton is not developing as expected."
Wow.
And they're saying that she might not live past birth. So please pray for a miracle for baby Grace, who's due on the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So let's pray for her intercession on this one. And Annalisa wrote to us and said, "Hey, Drew, I tweeted yesterday for prayers for my nephew Dante. Just wanted to say that the surgery went better than expected. He should not have any trouble going forward. Thank you all so much. Jesus, I trust in you."
Well, a lot of heavy intentions again. Boy, some real miracles are needed. And Lord, I just, I intercede for these souls. Everyone who's written to us, everyone who's united to us right now, everyone who will call in, I ask for your mercy. I do. I ask for your mercy. I know you will not give these souls any cross or any yoke, any burden too heavy to handle. I ask that you allow them to feel your presence and to fortify them in their journey. Bolster their faith. I know that you told St. Faustina that souls who walk in faith are pleasing to you. You said, "Oh, how pleasing to me is their great faith." Give us that grace, Lord, to put our faith in you. And Roberta is praying with us in Royal Oaks, California. Roberta, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew and Maggie. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling for my sister, Jeanette. She has COPD, and she's been fighting cancer, lung cancer, and she's not doing well right now, and I need the divine physician to come and do a miracle for her. And then for my brother, he passed away on Saturday, and so it's like a double whammy.
That's hard. Your poor family. Hang in there. Okay, Roberta, we're praying for you. I'm so glad you got through. As I'm praying for you, Maggie's praying for your family. So is everyone united with us right now. So, Lord, I thank you for this prayer group, this opportunity to gather, not only behind the microphone here, but across the country and literally around the world. I know how pleased you are with these prayers. I thank you for the many answered prayers we receive, and I just ask you here in a special way, the cries of your children today, wherever they are, whatever they are asking of you. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Maggie, where are we? Is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay, I thought so too. We'll go to, don't want to shortchange anyone. Ken in Chesterfield, Virginia. Thanks for waiting. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Just want to thank you for what you do. Just want to give a prayer of thanksgiving. My daughter-in-law's mother was diagnosed with lung cancer back in February. And she just recently was doing almost like a goodbye tour. And when she came to our area, my wife, who's a prayer warrior, Louise, prayed with her, and we pray the chaplet every day. We just got news that the test came back. Not only is the lung cancer gone, but the cancer never traveled to the brain. So thank you, God.
Wow. Praise God for that one. That is awesome. Ken, thank you for calling with that. Thank you. I mean, I can't tell you how it bolsters my faith, and I know how it blesses so many others. Well, praise God for that. Prayer works. Prayer changes things. Miracles happen. Ken, if you get a chance, email me that. You know, Mark had answered prayers. The email is drew@relevantradio.com. drew@relevantradio.com. And just tell me the story just the way you did. I love that. We have a book of prayers like this where doctors come back and they say, "Hey, the cancer's gone. No, didn't go to the lymph system. No, didn't go to the brain." So lots of wonderful news. Lord, we're going to pray in Thanksgiving right now, not only for Ken and for this daughter of yours who you've decided to heal, but I pray in Thanksgiving for what is now in motion, for those who are praying with me, for the way you are correcting those situations when it comes to finances and legal matters, the way you're freeing the addicted, the way you're healing those relationships, the way you are restoring bodies, Lord, I just thank you in this moment for your mercy. It's unfathomable. No mind, be it human or angelic, will ever be able to fathom it through all eternity, St. Faustina tells us. So I rejoice in it now, on this side of the veil, as I pray in thanksgiving. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call. I'll see if I can get a couple calls in as I try to do in this final decade. Val Jean is listening to us in Watsonville, California. Hi, Val Jean.
Hi, thank you so much, Drew. God bless you all.
You're welcome.
Please, our daughter has had three miscarriages. So I would please ask for a healthy pregnancy and for all women who are suffering in this way, the stress it really is on a marriage and on a family. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. No, I will certainly lift up your daughter. Three miscarriages is so hard. But have faith. Keep praying. I'll tell you why. My producer... Cassie, who I worked with for years, I think she had four or five miscarriages. She actually wrote a book about it. But she prayed, and today she's the mother of six children. So, Lord, I give you these mothers who are having problems with their pregnancies, carrying them to term. We don't know your will, but I do pray for healing, for safe deliveries, for all those mothers now that are pregnant. I pray for those who are infertile and dealing with those issues. And I just ask that you heal, that you bless those who are seeking children with the gift of life. I'm not quite sure, Lord, how you want to bring that about, whether it's adoption or through the blessing of the child in the womb, but I bring this forward, and I ask that by virtue of our prayers right now, that this woman that Val Jean calls in, her daughter, that you bless her with that gift of life. That she'll be another testimony of the power of the chaplet. Haley, listening in Cookeville, Tennessee, it's good to have you calling in today. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you so much. First, very trivial. I'd like to pray that my son can be potty trained soon.
That's a good prayer.
That would be a lovely thing.
Amen.
So my grandpa, we had just had a family reunion about a week ago. My grandpa fell when he got home and went to the hospital. We don't really know what's going on with him at the moment because my grandmother, who lives with him, is sick with COVID. And that happened right afterwards. She has COPD and some cardiac issues.
Wow.
And so she's 84 and he's 91.
Oh, wow.
Right now we have estranged members of our family. And so I just pray if it be God's will that, you know, they can get better so that we are not, so that we can all be together again.
It's a beautiful prayer, Haley. And I love the sound of your house. That's wonderful. Let's pray right now for you.
I'm holding a baby. So.
God bless you. What a beautiful sound. Lord, I just thank you for Haley. And I pray for those children in her home. I pray for her grandparents in the hospital, the one that fell, the one with COVID. And Lord, again, I just come to you. This is an anointed time of prayer, and I know you hear these prayers. I know they reach your throne. I know they touch your heart. I know that your mercy overflows at this hour. I know it does for these souls, and you delight in showering us with your grace, and above all, with your mercy. I am so grateful for that. And I just ask that you hear her prayers, that you allow healing and prompt results to all of these. You know, the Lord says, it pleases me to grant everything you ask of me of the chaplet, whether it's a small thing like potty training or, you know, the healing from COVID. So, Lord, I bring you all these intentions and those who are now crying out. Just sneak one last call in here, maybe Sarah, who's in Illinois. Sarah, thanks for waiting.
Yes, hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I am calling for prayers for my son, who recently graduated in the finance field and is not able to find employment so far. He's getting discouraged because he's not getting any responses. And also for all those recently graduated that are looking for work.
Amen to that. Well, let's pray for that, Sarah. Lift up your son and all of those who are underemployed, unemployed, who've graduated, those who are looking for work, those who need new positions and changes. Lord, I give you Maria and Roberta and Valjean and Haley and Berta and Sarah and Tim and Jody and Kelly and Deborah and everyone that's on hold with me, everyone who's written to me now and everyone who's united with me in this prayer. You know all of our intentions. I give you all of our temporal needs. I ask for an abundance of grace for all of our spiritual needs. And turning to you now with confidence, with total trust and love, I pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God. Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
I really should add Our Lady of America, pray for us. She's the Immaculate Conception. Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
St. Patrick,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
You know, and St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, that's her feast day today.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, really a heartfelt thank you for praying with me. And I just feel such a connection with you during this time of prayer. And I'm so grateful for your prayers. Please pray for me, for the graces that I need. I'm praying for you all of the time, and we'll continue to do so. And let's continue to pray for these intentions that we heard and those that we didn't. And when I come back, we'll talk a little bit more. We got so much more to unpack today, so stay with me. The conversation will continue right after this.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio Line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forrester.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
So good to be here with you today. I love hanging out with you. I wish I had, 8 hours a day. We have a few more to spend together. There's a lot going on in the world, and I want to talk about a few of those. I want to really talk about some of the spiritual solutions to the problems that are facing us today. And, of course, I've been following what's happening in China, right, and what's going on with Taiwan, and made me think of what happened today. Today was the bombing of Nagasaki. A couple of days ago, we had the bombing of Hiroshima. God's divine protection was, you know, he played a role in both of these. And I know you probably heard the story of Father Schiffer, who was saved in the Hiroshima blast. But even the Nagasaki story has a Maximilian Kolbe connection. If I get a chance, I'll share a little bit of that with you. But I do want to talk first, if we could, just a little bit about these tensions between the U.S. and China over Taiwan. And I hope you are praying for world peace. I hope you're praying for this situation. I hope you're praying. I know when the media stops to cover something, it kind of falls off the radar of a lot of people, unfortunately. But I hope you're praying for what's happening in Ukraine. I hope you are praying for our leadership in this country and what they're doing to the country. It's the only solution we have. It really is. Prayer is the only solution. It's you could do more with your prayers than any politician or any army ever could, believe it or not. You know, the House Speaker Pelosi, she actually went to Taiwan last week. As we all know, we talked about it, right? She went to China she went to Taiwan, I should say. She didn't go just to China, but China surrounded the island nation with their naval forces, and they said, hey, we're going to retaliate, and we're going to show you what we're going to do. And they did these live missile training sessions over Taiwan, kind of a precursor to what one day might be an invasion. China's still claiming we haven't seen the full consequences from that visit. China, of course, wants Taiwan back. It used to be part of the country, broke away in 1949 during the Chinese Civil War between the nationalists and the communists. But the nationalist leaders, I should say, they fled to Taiwan after their defeat. And they were able to set up a completely different government on the island. And since then, the Chinese government party, they wanted to take it over. The U.S. officially recognizes what's called a one China state. That means, we recognize Taiwan as part of China, but our policy hasn't followed that recognition, especially since we've sold all kinds of weapons to Taiwan. And there are a lot of people today saying we really need to arm Taiwan. We need to make them a prickly porcupine, right? We need to make it so that if China tries to come in, that they'll have air, missile defense, ground defense, they'll have everything they need to make it a very difficult process. So an outbreak of war over Taiwan right now, that would be a major problem, not just for us, but really around the world, not just for the not just in the Western Pacific, but the world would be rattled by this. And China's having a lot of internal issues, including, as you heard yesterday, an implosion of its population. They had this one-child policy. So a war, and I always try to look at the big picture, if it happens, it might cause even more problems at home. Some believe that the president there, Xi Jinping, is doing this because he wants to run for a historic third term and wants to kind of continue to bolster up his image and his stand. I don't know. I think this is dangerous. We live in dangerous times. We do. We live in very dangerous times. When you take a look at what's going on in Ukraine, on top of that possible Russia-China alliance, this dislike for America, things could get out of control pretty big. I go back to 1917 when World War I was underway and the Virgin Mary was coming to Fatima, and she prophesied what would happen in the days ahead with the rise of a Second World War, the spread of atheist and communism, and all of it was conditional on one thing, our prayer, right? She asked for a Saturday devotion. She called for prayer of the rosary. I believe personally prayer changes things, and that's why I think God has given me this platform to maybe encourage you to just take a moment or two out of your day. There's a great prayer. I want to talk about it today. It's the prayer to Our Lady of All Nations, and this is a prayer that's about four sentences long, if that. But it prays for our country, and I think we need to pray for our country. It prays for protection from degeneration, disaster, and war. And I also think Our Lady at this particular moment in time is going to play such a pivotal role in bringing peace and protection, not just to our country, but to the world. So I've invited Dr. Miravalli to stop by. You know him. He's a noted Mariologist, a gifted author. He currently holds the St. John Paul II Chair in Mariology at Franciscan University of Steubenville and the Constance Shiflin Bloom Chair of Mariology at Ave Maria University. And he's here just to give us some perspective. He knows the history, he knows the power of prayer, and he knows how important Our Lady is in God's divine plan. Doctor, good to have you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. It's always a pleasure. And boy, are you giving us some great foundations to ponder about now, this time we're in, about prayer, and about what it means to ponder what happened 77 years ago when we were the first country to release a nuclear bomb. So thanks for lining us up with a massive platform.
I go back even further to, 105 years ago or so to Fatima, and Our Lady talked about the power of prayer and sacrifice, right? Those are two things I think we need more than ever today. The prayer of the rosary she gave us at that time, of course, in the 30s, we were given the chaplet, both of these extraordinary prayers. And wars could be defeated, right? We know that Our Lady's also said in other apparitions that through prayer and fasting, you can find ways out of situations that have no way out, that you can suspend the laws of nature, that you can end wars. That's the power of prayer. Can you speak to that? Because as you go from 17 all the way to our modern day, in 1945, there was another famous apparition in which Our Lady came as Our Lady of All Nations. We'd see that reflected again in the image of Our Lady of Akita, in Japan. But bring us through this. Maybe give us some historical perspective and what we could do today to maybe bring peace to the world. We think individually, gosh, what can I do? But I think we can do more than we ever, ever could imagine.
Yeah, I agree, Drew. So let's talk about two key notes, two key foundations. One is the threat of nuclear war, and number two, the remedy, prayer. Now let's hit number two first, because one of our great graces as Americans, and of course I know Relevant Radio extends beyond our boundaries, but, we're pragmatic, active, take control folk, and that's wonderful. But we have to avoid this idea of saying, well, I want to really do something about this thing. I'll pray, but what do we really what can we really do about this? And the answer is pray, and that's not light. So let's just give it a very quick cosmological perspective of saying, okay, God is all powerful. He has sent Our Lady. He has sent the Mother of Jesus, our Mother, to bring peace to the world. She has asked us to pray certain prayers to release a supernatural remedy for a human mess. That's what's going on right now. I'm not saying there's not graces. I'm not saying that the dignity of the human person isn't there. I'm saying as a human family, we're very messy right now. Things are very dangerous. So first of all, if you want to say, well, I want to do something bold for the world situation, I want to do something active, great, well, then pray. And praying first will lead to other responsible actions, but it's all got to start on prayer. And I just want to semicolon that by going right back to the Lady of All Nations. This is a prayer, I believe, inspired by the Holy Spirit, given precisely for this time, Drew, because the prayer is asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations to prevent degeneration, disaster, which includes nuclear disaster, and war. So it's right up the alley of what is today. Now, let me just quickly go through what you started at Fatima. Okay, so at Fatima, we have the solar miracle, too. That happens on October 13th. Our mutual friend, who has since passed away, Dr. Courtney Bartholomew, who was one of the major researchers that found AIDS, believed that that was a prophecy of an upcoming nuclear disaster. The sun coming from the sky and falling towards the people, because the sun is a great hydrogen bomb. And Courtney would always say, the message of Fatima is to prevent nuclear war. Now, let's jump way ahead to 1984. John Paul II consecrates the world, inclusive of Russia and the Immaculate Heart. What does Sister Lucia say at Fatima? She says, had John Paul not done that consecration in 1984, we would have had a nuclear exchange in 1985. Now, why is she going to be making that stuff up? This is the prophetess of Fatima. And so then we include what you mentioned at Our Lady of Akita, of church-approved apparitions, where Our Lady gives on the anniversary of the solar miracle, this is October 13, 1973, a message about fire falling from the sky, the living envying the dead, and a great catastrophe like the great purge that happened previously, the great some ways, Drew, we don't want to hear about nuclear war. I mean, we hear about it enough, but okay, it's distant. Cardinal Ratzinger said, when he commented on the third secret of Fatima, he said, we have the possibility of fulfilling the worst of the third secret of Fatima in terms of the annihilation of nations. So that's why, even leading up to Pope Francis, saying the use of nuclear material is immoral and the possession is immoral. Why? Because I think if we've got a little idea, this is not so far out of the possibility. That brings us back to the remedy, which is the prayer. And I couldn't agree with you more. 30-second investment each day by praying this prayer of the Lady of All Nations will be doing our part, not only, but in part our part, of trying to bring Our Lady's intercession to alleviate or to mitigate nuclear war, because it is clearly in the Marian messages. And that's what we also have to remember on days like today, where we've experienced 50,000 people being burned alive instantaneously.
Let's do this. I want to take a short pause. When we come back, Doc, let's pray the prayer. I want everyone to join us for this. There are events that are moving right now. There are confluences at work. And if this is a new priority, it's simple. I'll tell you how to get it, too. If you're not familiar with this, you can print it out. You can pray it. Stick it in your Bible and whatever your missal light. If you go to church on a daily basis, put it next to your rosary. Maybe say it before you go to bed or when you spend time with the Lord. Simple prayer, but I know it's resonant, and I'll share it with you when we come back. We receive hundreds of your phone calls every day, all thanks to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Our sponsor offers flexible life insurance and annuities. Visit relevantradio.com/Forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Thanks for joining me. Our Lord often preached about being good stewards of God's gifts. And a legal will guarantees the important people in your life and everything you worked hard for will be taken care of according to your wishes and your Catholic faith. So if you don't have a will, you might want to check out Free Will. All right, Relevant partners with them every year. And they'll help you make a will for free. You go to relevantradio.com/freewill to learn more. That's relevantradio.com/freewill. Good part of that, it's absolutely free. You go to an attorney, you might pay a little bit more, but it's a good start for sure. Get yourself covered. My guest today, Dr. Mark Miravalli, who holds the St. John Paul II Chair in Mariology at Franciscan U and the Constance Shifflin Bloom Chair of Mariology at Ave Maria University, is here today. Just putting his finger on the pulse of what's happening globally in the world, where we are spiritually, how dangerous a time we live, and what the solution to disengage that mounting and rising evil ultimately is. And it's a simple solution, but it requires you and I to respond both to God's grace and to pray from our heart. And Doctor, let's pick it up on that point. I mean, this prayer I particularly like, and I have often mentioned it and have promoted it in the past. It comes from Our Lady of All Nations. It's just so critical. I invoke this prayer for our country almost on a daily basis. Why don't you unpack it? Explain, a little bit more about it. Maybe you can lead us in prayer. And maybe if anyone wants it, they can get it.
Absolutely. Well, let me use this analogy, Drew. People can say, the words of consecration are just words. Well, no, they're not just words when God has put a supernatural power to them to change ordinary bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Now, analogously, I'm not saying on the same level, but in a similar way, I believe that God has put great power in this prayer to avoid or mitigate nuclear disaster. And that's why if we each commit to 30 seconds a day, I mean, is that not worth preventing the possibility or mitigating the possibility of nuclear disaster for our kids and grandkids? It's a 30-second prayer, and it's an inspired prayer. So let's go through it, let's pray it, if we can start, and then I can explain the nature of it, and most of all, where you can get it. I mean, I really encourage our listeners not just get it, become an apostle of the prayer. I mean, Drew has talked about this prayer, I want to say, between 50 and 100 times in the last 15 years. And I know many people, many of you all have gotten this prayer because of Drew, because of his faith in this prayer. You take that cue from Drew and do the same thing. Pass this among your loved ones, your family members. Some people pray it after each decade of the rosary. Whatever you do, pop it in your Bible, but use this prayer. So let's pray it together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disasters, and war. May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, as you heard, experience, it's a 30-second prayer. And by the way, it is a prayer absolutely, positively, in every way approved by the Church. If you have doubts about that, go to the Bishop of Amsterdam or go to the Diocese of Amsterdam homepage, and you'll see an article that it was rather beautiful that last the prayer day for the Lady of All Nations, that the local bishop did his whole homily on this prayer, saying how important it is for our times in light of, he even used the expression, Drew, in light of the end times. So what is it? First of all, it's asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit, who is the divine giver of peace, into the hearts of nations. That includes, of course, leaders of nations. And so that we can be prevented from moral degeneration, moral breakdown, which has been just a bastion in the West, disaster, that includes natural disaster, but also the potential of nuclear disaster, which is so much in Our Lady's message. Thirdly, war, which again, as you well articulated, has a proximity in many places of the world, not just China, not just Russia, Ukraine, but also China, Taiwan, and the Middle East, etc. And then it ends by asking Our Lady to be our advocate. May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. What a powerful Trinitarian prayer, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through Our Lady, 30 seconds a day. And it is, again, because of its supernatural strength, a prayer I think all of us could be praying and should be praying. So let me chase that with saying, how do you get the prayer? Good part is you get it free. All you have to do is email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com. And Maggie's kind enough to put that up on your Facebook, Drew, as well. mary@motherofallpeoples.com. Just put your name and address, how many prayer cards you want. We'll get them to you within a week or 10 days. 50 for your prayer group. You want 100 for your parish. You know, of course, get permission from your pastor. But remind your pastor it's an absolutely church-approved prayer by the Bishop of Amsterdam. Or you can give us a call, 740-937-2277, 740-937-2277. Again, if it gets backed up, just you can call tomorrow or the next day. Same thing, name, address, and they'll be yours. We have them both in English and Spanish. I beg you all, you know, in our mother's name and for our mother's benefit, let's make this a daily habit so that we can say we're doing our part to prevent the type of nuclear disaster that is the anniversary of today.
It was really weird. I don't know what motivated it, Doctor. It was a couple of days ago. I know I texted you over the weekend. And I said, hey, we really should talk a little bit about this prayer. And I was awakened, I don't know whether it was on Saturday or Sunday, very early in the morning, with this desire to introduce this prayer to others. I just felt that maybe God wanted it or Our Lady wanted it. Maybe, again, we don't know what happens on the international plane. I mean, we do not know how close we are sometimes to war or to something even worse than that. And that's why I think it's just so critical that we pray and we fast. I try to promote for Saturday devotion, which is really important. That's what Our Lady said would be so critical in these times. And I think this prayer is another one of those bullets. It's another arrow in our quiver, another bullet in our gun. And I think for some reason, certain prayers, certain practices touch God's heart. I know that's the case with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I heard how effusive he was to St. Faustina about the prayer and invoking his mercy. So, yeah, before we only have a couple of minutes left, if you could, in the last minute or two, I just don't want people to read a prayer. I mean, I've always believed that prayer has got to come from deep within the heart. It's got to come from deep within the soul. Could you, in the final moment, maybe just speak about that prayer from the heart?
I will, Drew. Before I do that, real quick, I just want to say, you know, you talk about my chairs as if it's kind of a musical chair thing. I'm so grateful that you're open to these inspirations from Our Lady. That's when you texted me, I thought, my gosh, Drew got this, you know, early in the morning at Mass. You know, in Roman days, you know, it was called Nomen Omen. Your name is a prophecy of who you're going to become. Have you ever pondered the fact your last name is Mariani, which means, you know, the Marian one? So anyway, way to live up to your name. So to your request, yeah, let this come from our heart. Let it be a prayer from each one of us to the heart of Jesus, asking for a new descent of the Holy Spirit through Our Lady, and that we're doing our little part, which can be very powerful, to both avoid or mitigate nuclear disaster, because nuclear disaster is really an instrument of hell. When you talk about the type of civilian destruction that happens, that cannot be pleasing to God. And if you follow the Marian message, it's replete. These references are throughout. So let's follow what our mother asks. Let's pray this prayer from our hearts each day. And think of at least two or three people you want to pass this prayer on to. We're very happy to send more, but let Our Lady guide you on who also has to get this prayer so we can follow Drew's inspiration, which I think really comes from Our Lady, to do this prayer right and to do it daily.
Well, Doctor, thank you for your time. Maggie told me she just posted the telephone number and the email for those holy cards at our Twitter page, at Drew Mariani Show. And maybe you put it on Facebook as well. We'll get it up and out there for everyone. But I've got to take a short pause. I'll be right back.